It's the Don't Make It Weird podcast with your hosts, Dina Ashmore, Daniel Quigley.
What's going on, guys? My name is Daniel Quigley, and welcome to the initial Don't Make It Weird podcast. I am joined today by the effervescent enigma of energy herself, Dina Ashmore. Say hi to the fine folks, Dina.
There's no pressure with that at all. Oh my god.
Fuck. Yeah, by the way, on that note, there's going to be a lot of swearing here. So if you have children listening to this, why the fuck do you have children listening to this? But there's going to be swearing.
Why do you have children?
An even better question. I ask myself that every single day. Mm-hmm. So this podcast is going to be a little bit of literary, a little bit of, what's going on with our lives, and a lot of Dina telling us ridiculous stories about her life. So, Dina, give everyone a little background about you. You know, how many books you've written, education you have. I don't know. Oh, do you like walks on the beach?
Oh, God, I hate the beach, first of all. It's the worst place. It's my literal hell. But, I hate talking about myself.
You work in the wrong business.
I know. I don't understand. I graduated high school at 14. Not a genius at all.
Disagree.
People will learn that. People will learn I'm not a genius. They're going to know that you're wrong and I'm right. I got 2 college degrees and finished that at 18 and never published a book. But, I mean, I want to, and I've written a lot, so that counts for something, right? I get a little bit of credit for that, just a little bit.
A little bit. Doesn't matter, still counts.
They're going to make it a musical. Okay.
Yeah, listen, there's going to be a lot of musicals, and I have a terrible singing voice. I have a face for radio and a voice for silent films, so.
I love it. Love
yeah,
it.
Swallow on that one for a second. My background too, I am another amateur author. I went to school for sports and I coach sports. And I've written I've written a ton of stuff, but I've got 3 works and projects. So what you've got here are 2 absolute amateurs. They're going to tell you how to make it in this business
yes.
And make your stories awesome. So, you know.
Absolutely. I know it all.
No pressure at all. She graduated high school 14, folks. Remember that. She's yep. A super genius.
Right here. All up in here.
And I'm exactly. And I'm the polar opposite. I'm just that golden retriever that's just kind of wagging my tail going, please like me.
And I'm the freaking wolf.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So we are going to talk today about disguises, because we are definitely living that imposter syndrome disguises ourselves when it comes to being writers. I feel like we all feel like we're wearing a disguise a little bit, but we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the plot device, the use of it, both kind of comics, books, television, and also if you're good and if you stay with us listening, we will have Dina tell us one of her stories. Tease us, Dina. What kind of story we got in line?
Oh, today we're going to talk about that time that I stalked my best friend's ex-boyfriend wearing a disguise.
And this is where we would start out with Don't Make It Weird, and we drink anytime that we have to use our own podcast headline as a...
or just in general.
In general, too. I mean, today I'm at work, so I'm drinking Gatorade, so I'm kind of the loser. But that sounds good. So, I mean, like, before we even get into that story, I mean, like, right now, like, I'm picturing you with, like, the fake glasses and, like, the little mustache and stuff. I mean, there we go. She's putting the glasses on. For the folks listening at home in our completely audio format, she has a set of glasses on, and it looks tremendous.
Yes, and there was a wig involved, too. So.
And then if that story isn't good enough for you, we like to end our shows with a little segment we call One of Us Idiot Co-Hosts Reads a Voted Worst Line from a Romance Novel. So again, we didn't come up with this list. We used our good friend Dr. Google. And we're just going to do a dramatic reading of whatever profane, weird, descriptive sex scene comes our way. So once again, if you have children, please, for the love of God, turn this off. And before we even get started in any of that, Dina, I have a question for you.
Oh God. No pressure.
Ready?
I'm ready.
No pressure at all. You're ready.
I'm ready.
Remember, Dina's a super genius, so if you don't feel smarter immediately after this question, we fail. I had to put all the worst. All right, so in the honor of our demo and the fact that absolutely no one will probably hear this episode outside of our Dina's husband and my own wife, but my wife won't. She'll just be like, yeah, I don't
care. My husband's not going to listen, so it's fine.
Exactly. So no one's going to listen to us besides us.
Yeah,
so
it's fine.
It's totally good. Yeah. But in honor of Don't Make It Weird, I'd like you to tell me about a time where someone made it weird for you. You know, like if you liked something, if there was something that you were into that, you know, whether through circumstance, whether through someone just being an asshole, made something that you used to like, a television show, a movie, a beach, and made that place fucking suck.
All right. So I'm actually going to let you pick. I got two. I got one thing that I made weird for me, or I got something that somebody else made weird for me. So it's your choice. Do you want me to make it weird or do you want somebody else to make it weird?
Man, I love a choose your own adventure novel. So I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
Dina, make it weird for me, man. Give me the time you made it weird yourself. I'm excited about this.
All right. We're going back to an age that I don't remember.
Oh, you gotta give us some music, some like take it back music.
I don't know what music for going back in time. It's gotta be like the chime, like the wind chimes. I don't even
know. Perfect. No. That's the perfect sound. That's exactly what I picture going back in time.
Back in time. That's exactly what I hear.
You're like a low-key Wookiee? Is that what you hear?
Oh, God. I don't remember how old I was, but I was old enough that, like, in my head, well, okay, it might have still not been an appropriate age, but we're going to say that it is so that I feel better. So I was still at the age where I could not control when I had to go to the bathroom. Okay?
So, like 2 years.
Give me a little bit of credit. So it's the middle of the night. And I remember distinctly I had a dream about a monkey riding a horse in a jungle. First dream that I ever remember. You're welcome. Horses. It's a theme.
You're definitely going to be touching on horses in the future.
Stay tuned, folks. All right. So I woke up from my dream and I realized that I had shit the bed.
Yep. Oh, no. Literally.
Yeah, I literally shit the bed. And I was so panicked, and I didn't know what to do. And I checked. I reached down to check to ensure that what I thought had happened actually happened. And it did. It 100% did. And I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to get it on my sheets, but now it's on my hands. So I had the nicest bedroom set in the world for a child. I mean, in reality, it was really fucking ugly, but that's fine. In my head, it sets the scene. It was beautiful. It was fancy. Everybody was jealous. Yeah. I was the it girl.
Green lace.
Yeah, for sure. And I wiped it on my bright yellow walls straight down. And now, here's the thing. I didn't tell my parents. I cleaned up everything myself except for that stain on the wall. And that's the story.
I'll never leave evidence.
That's the story of how I ruined the color yellow for myself, because every time I walked into my bright yellow room, there was poop on the wall and nobody knew it but me, because we couldn't figure out what the stain was. And I played dumb and I was like, Mom, I don't know what that is. That's weird. You should clean that off. And it never came off. It was stained permanently.
That's super weird. Yeah, no, that's the definition of make it weird. And the color yellow is now ruined.
Yeah,
which is
I look
why,
at yellow and I think of shit. Yeah. The sun, it's done for me.
Yeah, the sun is just one giant turd. Is that what you're basically telling me?
I look up and I'm like, wow, it's shitting all over us right now. My nightmare.
Oh my gosh. And that also now light. That now it makes sense why you don't like the beach. So, I mean, if you don't see Dina, like, right now, even though I can see her, and I promise you it's not the case, I'm just picturing her as, like, the Lord of Darkness, just, like, in pure goth blacks, and, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So my make it weird story, I guess, is, so I was debating on this and it definitely might get cut. Cause like, so when you're talking about how, like, you got a massage today before we got here, I was like, man, I fucking love massages. But more than that, yeah. But like, more than that, like, here's the thing. I used to like I'm a people pleaser. I like to give massages. Okay. But like,
oh,
like, you know,
like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. Like a fucking weirdo. Now, granted, I'm married, so I haven't had to give a massage in a long time because my wife has like had scoliosis and has like rods in her back. So she's like, don't fucking touch my back. So, you know, listen, it's been a long damn time. But I'm like, you know what's gotten weird is fucking massages now. Like, between like, you know, when I was like much younger, you know, that used to be kind of like my go-to kind of move, man. Like, hey, listen, baby, let me give you a massage. I got good massaging hands. And exactly. Look, if you don't see Dina's reaction, she's so disgusted by my comment. And I'm a little disgusted by my comment because like, it is, but it didn't used to be. And now it's like, thank God I don't ever have to pay.
I think it always was. You didn't know.
I didn't know, and I had enablers that were like, yeah, listen, this is a little fucking weird, but dude gives good back massages, so, you know, whatever. And so, like, that used to be a move, but now it's like, you know, you hear about the celebrity shit, you know, stuff out in Hollywood. You hear about Deshaun Watson, and I'm like, dude, massages are just weird now. Like,
as a dude,
it's like, you know what, I'm just going to let my back die and destroy myself because it's now weird to be like, yes, I would like a massage, but a purely professional one, good sir. Like,
that's exactly why I go to a gay massage therapist. Oh my God, I hope he's gay. I think he's gay. Like, I'm like 99% sure he's gay. But either way, that's my trick.
Find a gay massage therapist. That's smart. That's very, very smart.
Totally.
And so that's the thing that I guess I've also made it weird, or maybe I've been weird my whole self. So, you know, to any of my friends, and I've given massages to both guys and girls, like I'm now creeped out about the fact that I've ever given massages because it's become a weird thing now.
It really has. Yeah. You made it weird.
And Dina's video is frozen a little bit, but yeah, no, it may be weird. This might be the last episode of our podcast.
Yep. This is it. This is how you wind up in jail. From a podcast. Who fucking knew?
Exactly. There's going to be a lot of people in the mentions that are going to be like, all right, I need to start looking into Daniel's friends that he gave massages to. Fuck.
We're going to contact some people. Let's get like that group mentality, mob mentality. Let's go.
Jesus.
Get him.
Get them. And like, listen, I know we're going to go off the rails here, but like, even in like consensual, like, thankfully, again, my wife isn't into it. Like, all right, so when it comes to like intimacy, I don't judge. Like, whatever you're into, like, you know, if you want to role play as a horse.
No.
Again, that's a story for another day. You know, do your freak flag fly. The only thing I judge is feet.
Oh, 100%. Oh my God, feet. Okay, so here we go. You have children. Why are they still listening?
So, we've warned you.
Feet. I don't know. Okay, does this give away information? Okay, whatever. He owns it. It's fine. So my husband, one of my husband's groomsmen at our wedding is a feet guy. And like, every damn... Oh, it's so gross and I can't handle it. And like, he'll compliment my shoes or something and I'll be like, oh, no, get away. No, like totally not meaning anything. But either way, because I know that fact about him, I'm just like, no.
Just cut that off right there.
No, it's here up. It's not down. Thank you.
You're, that's like the only guy friend you have. You're like, please just look at my boobs. Just
yeah,
the feet.
Please. Uh-huh. Dear God, that's right here is where you can look. Don't look down. No.
Outstanding. So but I was gonna say that was always my one thing. Like, I didn't do foot massages. And again, thankfully my wife's like, not into any of that, because I don't think I could do it unless my wife wanted me to throw up on her.
And now a word from our sponsor. We here at the Don't Make It Weird podcast want to give a huge shout out to our very first sponsor, Amel's Garden Shop. You can check them out online at etsy.com/shop/EMEL Garden Shop. They've got live plants, they've got potted plants, they've got vintage pots and planters, wall art prints, clothing, some of the coolest mugs you will ever see. I promise you there will not be any yellow plants, otherwise Dina will have them removed. So again, you can check them out online at etsy.com/shop/EMEL Garden Shop.
All right, now that we are sufficiently creeped out and weirded out by each other, I wish you guys could see Dina's face. It's just a look of horror, distraught. All right, so let's talk about disguises, because now I wish I could hide.
Yeah, we're going to have foot a disguise fetish for this fucking podcast.
I know, exactly. We're gonna have to reevaluate everything that we did. So, all right, Dina.
I'm here.
Are you here? You
present, pretty, and punctual. Let's go.
Ooh, triple P's. All right. Ooh. So, give me your favorite and or least favorite disguised that has been used in books, TV, movies, anything like that. Like, give me the best and the worst examples of our plot device here.
All right. So, I couldn't remember what book it was, but it was a very, very popular book. And I probably shouldn't even try to remember because I don't want to like get a whole bunch of fans, like that whole fandom coming at me. So that's good this way. There was this book that I freaking hate it. And it's a very common trope that writers do is like their main character, it's female or she's female, it's female, whatever. And yeah, and they take a shower and they like look in the mirror and they're like, I hardly recognized myself. And like, they're about to go into disguise and everything. And like, they're trying to sneak in somewhere and like their face is everywhere. The whole government's looking for them, but they took a shower for the first time in like what, a week? I don't even know. And they're like,
okay, can you do that voice again?
What voice? I don't know what to do.
Maybe I hardly even recognize myself anymore.
They look in the mirror.
We're bringing in a whole new demo.
They look in the mirror and they're like, I hardly even recognize myself.
Like, oh, Dina, you saucy mink, stop seducing our fans.
Every time. And I don't understand it. And it works in the book. Well, they think it works. And like the plot kind of works around that.
Yeah.
But like every time it's just a shower and like they put like the lightest shade of eyeshadow and it changes them. And I'm like, no, not at all. And it pisses me off every time. And there was a very popular book that did it. And yeah, I just, ugh.
And listen, for me to go off on this like minor side tangent, one of those same things that I hate, like in books is when it's, and so Jane looked in the mirror. She noticed luxuriant blonde hair that cascaded down her shoulders and her piercing blue eyes and all of that. And I'm like, you know, I've looked at myself in the mirror a lot of times, spent many years looking in the mirrors. Never have I looked at myself and been like, Daniel with his roguish beard and seafoam eyes. It's like, man, I look tired this morning.
Yeah.
like, So it's like anytime I hear a character describe themselves looking in the mirror, I'm like, motherfucker, you're like, God, I wish I had another hour of sleep. That's what you say when you look in the mirror.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot my eye cream last night. Now what? Shit. Got to start the 6-month process over. Like, fuck. It's horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe I'm just not a positive enough person. Maybe I need some more like affirmation when I look in the mirror. Just like look at myself and be like, Daniel, you're a goddamn stallion. Look at you with those broad shoulders and those steely. I don't have steely eyes, guys. I'm sorry.
Steely eye. Speak it into existence, Daniel. It'll be fine.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So this will be the homework for both of us is, before our next podcast, we're going to wake up in the morning, we're going to look at ourselves, and we're going to describe our own appearance as if we were a novel.
Oh, God. No, I avoid looking in the mirror at all costs in the morning. I can't change my routine. We're too far in.
Yeah, no, you've already committed to it. Now I hear you. So, I mean, like, so going back to it before we get way too off of the rails, like, one of my favorite disguises, and it was a really interesting use of it, is, I don't know if you've read it. I'm a giant dork. I'm into, like, Joe Abercrombie's First Law series.
Nope.
Really good, grimdark, you know, fantasy stuff. But he has one character, Logan Ninefingers, a.k.a. the Bloody Nine. Yeah, look at that. Ooh. That is, yeah. Ooh, and he's kind of like the berserker badass of this story. But he spent one book called Red Country where, like, he had a character and his name was Lamb. And you kind of started getting over the course of it that this was Logan. But, you know, he was really trying hard not to be the badass legendary berserker he was. And the disguise of this guy who just basically gets, you know, shit on the entire book. And you're like, and you're just going crazy in your mind going, you don't even know, like it's not like he had amnesia. He was just like, dude, I'm done with being this crazy psychotic guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he even took on a name that was, I'm going to be a passive, you know, dude. And like, he helped this like family out for years. And you know, there's just like a good old boring, reliable Lamb. And it's just like the entire time you're going through it. And his disguise was as much like emotional and how he acted as it was physical. But it was this perfect disguise, and just frustrates you the entire book because he's just like being a giant pussy. I'm sorry, I know it's not the best word, and you know, we can edit it out. But a pansy, there we go. We'll
pansy, say pansy. Yeah, there you go.
Good. I am trying to grow and learn and be better in my word choices.
No, we don't do that.
You don't do that. Nope. And so finally at the end of the book, when he gets there and he's just like, all right, well, I don't got a damn choice. Because it's a little bit of like, they said it like almost like it's a Western. And he gets back in and he's Logan Ninefingers again at the end of this. And he's just clearing house and you're just sitting there and you're cheering. You're like, yes! And just like that. I mean, it's the reveal of a disguise.
All right, then.
But so, all right. So you were also telling me about Superman and why you'll actually make a case that Superman's glasses was a good disguise.
Yes. All right. So a lot of people, like, they call bullshit on the Superman disguise, but it pretty much, well, okay, not really, but I mean, I like to say that it worked because all right, let's set the scene. All right, no, we're going to back up. Da-da-da-da-da. We're going back in time.
You're walking backwards, time machine.
All right, man. So my friend had a shitty boyfriend. We are talking the shittiest of the shitty, and like, I don't want to hash any of it out. If she watches this, I don't. Yeah. So
we can call him the yellow boyfriend.
Yes, we will call him Mr. Yellow.
Beautiful.
The shit. All right. So they finally broke up. We had been convincing her to break up for, a round of applause. They broke up, and we had been convincing her to do this for months. Oh my God, it felt like fucking years. Anyway. They finally break up, and she's been like away for, I don't remember, like a week or two. It doesn't matter. So she has to get her stuff from him. And like, I'm already very much like, don't go back to him. Like, I'm hyper fixated on keeping her away at this point. Like, she got away. We're going to keep her away. I don't care if we have to put her in a fucking headlock. This is what we're going to do. Like, I went hardcore extreme because I hated the whole situation. Like, I couldn't stand it. So he has to get her stuff. And originally he was like, come over and like, I'll help you collect everything. And I was like, no, don't do it. No, I'll go over.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. I was like, no, let me go over there. And she was like, oh no, cause you'll definitely kill him and nobody will ever hear from him again. And I was like, all right, that's a good point. It's a good point. She was right. Like he'd disappear from his own house. Nobody would know. So she decides that they're going to meet at Target. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, public space. Yeah, that's good. So meanwhile, me and her sister are like plotting because we want to be there, but she doesn't want us to be there because she's convinced that I'm going to do something unpredictable, which, I mean, she's not wrong.
I always thought you were low-key, just very, you know, reliable.
Yeah, I'm totally like steady and stable. It's fine. So I told her sister, I was like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to meet at the Dunkin' Donuts like half an hour before she's going to be at Target, and then we can drive over to the Target together. So in my head, I didn't tell her sister this plan, but I was going to dress up and I was going to go into that Target store instead of waiting in the parking lot. And my bitch ass was going to follow them. But I was like, if she sees me, she'll immediately like freak out and then they'll leave together because that's just her. And I was like, no, we can't scare her away. It's like a wild dog. Can't do that. Got to latch on. So sorry.
My only question is, because I've always wondered, like, whenever there's like heist movies and stuff, they're always like, all right, synchronize our watches. Did you at least get to use that line?
No, I went solo. I went rogue and I went solo.
Went rogue. There we go.
Yeah, I did. And I shouldn't have, but like, that's just me. So I get to the Dunkin' Donuts and my bitch ass is in glasses and a red haired wig and I'm in a hoodie and I'm like ready to go. I see her sister sitting in the booth with another mutual friend of ours and they're like doing homework, just waiting on me to arrive. I text them that I'm there and then like I slide into the booth next to them. And I'm sitting there.
Was this like the casual like slide?
Yeah,
in,
it was like a full slide. Like that.
Okay.
Like the swish, yeah. So, and I didn't say anything because I just had my phone and I was waiting for them to notice me because I didn't tell anybody that I was going to do this. Because again, I went rogue. That's just me. So I'm sitting there and I haven't said anything. And like I'm sitting next to her sister's friend and I see her just like constantly watching me out of the side of her eye, like kind of freaked out a little bit that somebody just joined them in their booth, but neither of them are saying anything, which is so fucking weird. Like, why is a stranger sitting with you and you don't say something? What are you doing?
So they're not the confrontational types. They're just letting this happen.
Not at all. They let it happen. And I'm just sitting there. And then I see her sister look up at me and then like a couple times. And finally, I'm just like so fed up because like I'm ready to go. We're already late. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I look up and I'm like, hello, can we leave yet? And that was the first thing that I said. She actually looks me in the eye and she goes, Dino, what the fuck? In the middle of a Dunkin' Donuts. She's like, what? Oh my God. And like, they start freaking out because they had no idea that it was me. So after the initial freak out, we drive over to Target and they send me inside because, you know, what else am I wearing a wig for? Just to be a fucking weirdo? That'd be stupid.
Well, what kind of wig are we talking about?
What do you mean?
Like, what does it look like? Like, because, all right, so for the folks at home that don't know, Dina's got, like, super curly hair and apparently spends, like, hours making this the most luxuriant brown hair you've ever seen.
The mane is gold, except it's brown. It's fine.
So it's a very distinct feature of Dina.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I need to know exactly what does this wig look like? Like, how different are we talking?
We're talking, like, red hair. Not, like, fire engine red, but, like, as red as you can get naturally. Like, and then it's, like, it had bangs. Oh, my God, it had bangs, but it was, like, bad bangs. It was bad bangs. Okay. Bad bangs.
Like, bowl cut? Yeah, like that bowl cut that everyone had at some point? Yeah.
This was my mother's wig from, like, the 80s.
Questions about why your mother had a wig in the 80s, but continue.
That's another story, Daniel.
So
I took that and it had bangs, and then it was like way shorter because at the time I had hair down to my ass, and I had to like literally knot this shit on top of my head and like pull this wig down with all the force I could to mash down my hair so that it would stay still.
So I'm assuming this was straight red hair, like what?
It was like a little
complete transformation.
It was like a little bit wavy, but it wasn't curly. So it was just like, we can post a picture for the fans at some point. I'll find that picture.
Perfect.
So, and then I had my glasses. Yeah. So that just, the whole thing was just a fucking nightmare looking in the mirror. Remember what we were talking about with the mirror? I never want to wake up and feel that way.
But don't put that wig when you wake up in the morning.
No. So I walk into the Target and I instantly spot them at the Starbucks. So I'm like going in, but then they're sitting there and I'm sitting at like another booth, just like trying to listen in. And it's like super obvious. Like somebody should fucking notice me, but nobody notices me, which is absolutely insane. Why are you people not paying attention? Like, hello, have you heard of bombers? Like I could have had a bomb and nobody would have noticed. I'm sitting there like listening in like halfway out of my seat, looking at the table, like trying to figure out what they're saying and I can't fucking hear them. I scoot closer at one point and still nobody says anything. Like, what the hell are you guys doing?
And they so for start... the folks keeping score at home, so far, I have become a creepy massage predator and Dina is a terrorist now. So that's what we've established in this first episode, but please continue.
Very accurate. They decide to get up and walk around for whatever reason, which pissed me off because I didn't want to walk around. I was not in comfortable shoes. So we're wandering and like doing laps around the entire store. And like, meanwhile, I'm trying to like get video recordings of them just so that I have evidence. Evidence of what? I don't know. There's
just evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I'm like, what?
Makes complete sense. I'm in.
I'm wandering the aisles following them. And at one point, my friend, what should we call her? We'll call her Christine. Christine looks at me, kind of funny. They're on like a greeting card aisle for whatever fucking reason. It was really weird. And she looks at me. She just kind of stares for a second. And I like walk around the other aisle. I'm like, oh, fuck, don't notice me. Oh, shit, we made eye contact. So then, like, and they stay on this aisle. And, like, I'm trying to, like, move shelves so that I can see through the little holes. Still no workers have approached me, and they should have. Got to amp up your security target. Come on. And I'm, like, passing their aisle. At one point, I look at cards with them. Like, nobody.
All right, so quick question. Did you ever have spy music going on in your head as you're doing this? Like, where you're just like,
yeah. Dun, 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 yeah, dun, for sure. Dun. For sure, 100%. Especially as I move the stuff, I was like, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Like, I picture you, like, somersaulting through the aisles. Yes. Like.
I hid inside of, like, clothes racks and stuff like that, which you did as a kid. Like,
did you really?
Yes. I literally
you were hiding inside clothes racks? Oh, my God.
Yes, I was moving stuff, and that's when she finally noticed me, was when I was inside, like, I think it was a t-shirt or pants or something, and I moved the stuff, and she saw me again, and, like, at this point, her boyfriend had, like, walked away, or her ex-boyfriend, sorry, Satan Yellow. He had gone to the bathroom or whatever, so she was looking at clothes, and she sees me, and she's like, can I help you? And I was like, it's me. So this is why I say that Superman's disguise works, because when I said it's me, she still didn't notice. I take off the glasses and she goes, oh my God, Dina. And that's why Superman's disguise is flawless, because the glasses is what did her in.
That is beautiful. It was the glasses, not the red hair. It was not the fact that you're hiding inside clothing racks. It was the damn glasses.
The glasses is how she found me.
Listen, folks at home, I want you to find a friend that will hide in clothing racks for you as a full-ass grown adult.
Yes, for sure. For sure, yeah.
Oh my gosh, loyalty. That is beautiful. I can't even... And listen, podcast folks at home, when we picked this topic, and for the record, I don't know any of these stories. She just made like a notes list that just has like 50 stories that just have like ridiculous headlines, like the time my brother took a picture with a prostitute, and you're just like, hey, I'm in. And so when we picked the story, she was like, okay, well, I'll just pick one that's not like super popular. We'll save that for like when we do this podcast for real. So if this is our jumping on point, if this is one of her less insane stories, I can't fucking wait, Dina.
Oh, God. It's such a nightmare, but it's like the funnest nightmare you could ever imagine. Like, so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. So, all right. Do you have any other final thoughts on disguises or literary before we get into our dramatic reading?
Glasses always work.
Glasses always work. Yeah, now, I mean, no, hold on. Now, I do have a technical question, as you are a resident spy. Mm-hmm. Do you pick, like, normal glasses where you're just like, hey, this is something a person would wear? Or do you just, like, go, like, over-the-top, loud, huge ones? Because then it's like, they look at the giant, crazy glasses, and they're like, I don't even care who's beneath it. That's just weird.
No, you got to do like really, you got to do really low key glasses that you would really wear. Like, I mean, yeah, you got to do like classic. Well, for me, it would be classic nerdy little What is that? Yep. Not horn rim, like the black frame square glass.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like square. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta go low key because nobody expects the low key. They're gonna expect you to go crazy. Yeah.
Exactly, because I mean, then you have like idiots like me that's like, can I get brighter and louder? I'm a peacock, Captain. You gotta let me fly.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
from the other guys. It's a good movie.
No, I've never seen it.
Lost in Tation. Never seen The Other Guys?
No, I haven't.
With Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell?
Oh my God, I have. Yep. Oh my God. Totally.
Oh my God, I was about to say.
Dude, no, I'm so bad at remembering things. I sent out a tweet the other day and I was like, I can rewatch things so many times because I don't remember what happens. I don't. I rewound an episode while watching it and was surprised. Like, nothing sticks. Nothing sticks.
That's our resident genius right there.
Yeah, this is why. I told you guys I was going to prove everybody wrong. Not a genius.
I love it. All right, so then I guess it is time for our big read of the day.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. It's let's do this.
Technical difficulties. Now,
should I do this in like the voice, like try to go nice and low. Really into it.
You should get into it.
All right, perfect. All right.
That's what she said.
So, for the record, this list was not created by us. We had nothing to do with it. I am just reading off of a website. So, if you have a problem with the book or the line, please understand that we are just your humble messengers, and I'm sure it's a really good book and that this is just an awkward non. All right, you ready?
Ready.
From The Office in the Gardens. The Office and Gardens of the Ponds by Didier Decoin. Katsuro moaned as the bulge formed beneath the material of his kimono. A bulge that Miyuki seized, kneaded, massaged, squashed, and crushed with the fondling. Katsuro's penis and testicles became one single mound that rolled around beneath her grip of her hand. Miyuki felt as though she was manipulating a small monkey that was curling up its paws. I hurt just reading.
First of all, what first got me was kimono. I wasn't expecting it.
Yep.
Second, she crushed what? What did she crush? Yes,
all of it. Whoa. It's one mound now. One mound.
No. Why is it a monkey? Why?
I have so many questions.
What is this book about?
I assume.
No.
I mean, but like, how did this go to like an editor and through some beta readers and everyone's like, yeah, no, this is totally what people do with sex. This is how the sexing works.
Am I doing something wrong?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be crushing?
Listen, go home to your husband tonight and be like, hey, sweetheart, I've got a new technique I need to try
out. Oh, no. Oh, God.
In the next week's Pods episode, we will be discussing Dina's eventual divorce.
It started the other night when he walked by me and didn't give me a glass of wine. So,
yeah,
and now we're here.
Yeah.
Now it turned into crushing.
Now it turned into crushing and kneading. So it was
running out. Oh, yeah, you got to, like, dough.
Yeah, like, dough, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, get really...
No.
It's terrible in every sense of the word.
Oh no.
Oh gosh. All right. Now that I'm thoroughly disgusted with myself and with all literary things, see, you know what? This is why I like books like this, even though I'm not a romance genre writer. Because like sometimes you read a book and you're like, man, this book is so good, I can't possibly write at this level. All my work's shit.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you read a passage from an author and you're like, yeah, I can get published. I can do better than that.
This is
I feel like
time.
We fell on that level of the spectrum.
Yeah. I can't even like write those type of scenes. Like, but at the same time, I could definitely not have a monkey and crushing and kneading in my scene. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the bar.
You could definitely take it. Yeah. That is the bar. All right, so Dina, before we roll out of here, next episode, when we have Dina's story time, We're continuing this theme of a choose your own adventure novel. She's going to give you three headlines from her life stories. And you, fair audience, get to, we'll have a poll up when you follow us, and you'll get to say, please, Dina, your enigmatic eminence. Ooh, tell us this story. And we'll go from there. So give us three headlines.
All right. So since it was mentioned in the throughout our time together today, we can talk about my brother's hooker pictures.
Not even prostitutes. This is a straight hooker.
Yeah, no, it's a straight hooker. It's not a prostitute. Or we can talk about my fake boyfriend in high school.
Ooh.
Or we can talk about my kayak trip from school where I almost died.
Oh, so we get prostitutes, fake boyfriends, or Dina almost dying.
Ooh, this is, take this your pick, is people. Excellent. Take your pick. Take your it's pick. So,
you have now been witness to the first glorious episode of Don't Make It Weird with Dina and Daniel. Dina, tell the folks at home where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter at DinasaurusD. That's all I got. I don't have any other social media. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. At DinasaurusD. We're not even going to spell this for you because fuck you. That's
yeah,
why.
Figure it out. And if figure you it out. Be smart.
Be smart. Love it. And you can find me at Dan Q Writes Thing, because there was not enough letter for me to have an extra S on the end. So Dan Q Writes Thing. One thing.
Just one thing.
All right, this is just one thing, and I can't promise you'll be good. we will eventually have a Twitter account for this podcast as well. So I want to thank you guys all for listening. Like, subscribe. You can find us absolutely nowhere because this is a demo episode. We love you all. Good night.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. I think that's the perfect way to end.
That was a good one.